on that. No, it was an okay meeting. We keep talking about capital, which is good, and we believe we need an infrastructure bill, and we've talked about that numerous times, so we're still talking about it. That's a good thing.
Madigan says there's really no, I mean, you guys talked about it, but what's new? Watson looks a little more hopeful in regards to getting some capital bill.
Well, perhaps he's hopeful because we've spent the last couple of days talking about it. We don't have any finality, but you know, we're at least having some discussion. That's a good thing.
Is the capital bill tied to gambling expansion?
Well, remember, ours has been expansion of current positions, and we still believe that. There are others that want to do host of new licenses. I don't believe our caucus is for that, but you know, we are in discussion stage, so I got to talk to my caucus.
Did you get a sense that the governor's getting off the dime of his major positions of, you know, $3 billion for health care?
He didn't talk numbers, but he certainly has continued to express that his priorities, they're still there. I don't think he's left or backed off of those at all. It was pointed out to him by somebody that they do cost a lot of money, but he's still talking about it. There has been talk the last couple of days about additional licenses, and there's a kind of a mixed bag around the room of that. I tend to think that we'll have a tough time in our caucus, and we'll probably have a caucus on Monday. So they have generally been supportive of the expanded positions, but we'll talk. I just don't know that the expanded positions, expanded licenses, will be well received.
Do you have any reason to think this is going to get wrapped up by the time the temporary budget expires?
I think it needs to get wrapped up sooner than later, and I think more and more members, and this isn't just our caucus, I think more and more members in general would rather see an 11-month budget as opposed to a 30-day budget. So I think I don't know if it's possible, but I think we definitely need to try, and I think it's doable.
Is there any way that as the governor suggested the other day, that maybe we could just have a budget that takes effect January 1st sidestep the Republicans? I mean,
I don't think that's the right way to go. We have a constitution that contemplates a 12-month budget. We have a responsibility as a General Assembly to pass a 12-month budget. If a 6-month budget is there to just to cut us out, I think that's a huge policy mistake. Look, if you're a social service agency, if you're a Department of Corrections, if you're a school board, you have almost a right by constitution to know and plan what's going to happen over 12 months, not over 3 months or 4 months. We did it 1 month because we didn't want things to shut down. They have an expectation so they can plan of a 12-month budget. I think we need to do that. And I think to do it just to cut us out it would be a huge mistake.
Would you be against any further 1 month extensions?
I think for anybody to make a blanket statement right now would not be the thing to do. I am leaning more and more to the fact, and really personally believe, we need to get out of here and we need to do a 12-month or 11-month budget, and a 30-day budget perpetuates this inaction, so to speak. So I want to do the remainder of the year budget.
But do you think a government shutdown would actually be a preferable?
Well, I don't think anyone finds government shutdown preferable, but what I think the thought process is the fear of that is the only thing that will get some people moving. And I'm not suggesting anyone in particular, but just that we need movement. But I don't think there's a member of the General Assembly that truly wants government shutdown.
The fear that was there before, so you guys just went ahead and signed the 30-day budget.
We got into it late. Remember we were not involved and invited, or we didn't even get a letter to get invited, or any kind of invitation for that first 6 to 5 months. So we get in it, it's a slow process, we realize it wasn't going to happen. But I don't think it's the smart thing to continue to do that.
Is there a constitutional impediment to doing 5 months to get to January 1? How can you do it physically unless you used violence to get some Republicans to vote for it?
Well, I don't see any Republican voting for a 5-month budget. I guess what they could do is pass a 12-month budget, then amend it, which I think is a mistake. I mean, look, Republicans represent 5 million people in this state. We all know the Democrats won. Everyone's reminding us of that, but we represent people too. And Democrat legislators, by the way, represent Republicans. So we need to do a budget, do it right, and then move on. So
is it good to take a break on Sunday? No special session?
I don't know. Sure. I mean, I don't think we can be here. We'll be here if we are ordered to be here. We won't be here if we're not. So it's probably good. There's been a you know, as we all know, this has all been shifted to on something we should have done a long time ago, but it doesn't, it's not the end of the world to take a day off. Maybe, you know, maybe people need to spend a little time reflecting wherever they reflect on Sunday.
And the idea was
I think the president of the Senate brought it up, and then the governor said, oh, well, you've already talked to me about it, so I know that. That sounds fine, and I don't think anyone objected to it. So it's almost like the governor and the president of the Senate have been talking.
The governor looked at it in the mirror and reflected.
I don't know.
Did the governor give any explanation why he thinks it's fine to take a break after...
You know what?
Keep you here
I got to tell you, I really, well, I don't think we're close, but I think we're talking, and I think it's good. I'm not even going to speculate on why, and I don't want it at all... be critical of it. I just want us to move forward, and I don't know. I have no idea why, and I'm not going to just. I'm not going to sit here and say it's good or bad. It is what it is. We'll, you know, we get back on Monday and get our business done.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh.